Good morning. We are talking with Prairie du Chien School District Superintendent Andy Banasik. And you also have another role as principal, too. But you're here with your superintendent hat on this morning.
I am, Lori. Thank you.
And I know there is, for those who maybe haven't heard or don't know, there is an operating referendum vote on April 7th. So that is right around the corner. But you have a couple community meetings coming up on Monday, March 23rd at 12:30 or 6:30 p.m. They're at the Performing Arts Center at the high school. And I'll kind of give you a chance to just talk about why you're having these community meetings.
Sure. It's just really to inform our community kind of where we're at from an education lens and finances. As we know, our previous one last April did fail. And so what we had to do is make some reductions in our staff with administration and teaching staff. And then we also close our B.A. Kennedy building. This will be the last year we'll be in our B.A. Kennedy building. So Bluffview next year will be a K-4 sixth grade building. And then the high school will become a middle school, high school will become 712. And then we sold two of our alternative education houses that we used for supporting students. And so we did those things to help balance the budget here in 25-26. So as we move forward in 26-27 for the next 3 years, we put an operating referendum out there to help us maintain that balance. We understand we're in a declining enrollment, and that's why we could go from 3 to 2 buildings, but we still need to be able to have the financing as needed for us to maintain the programming that we have for our students to have them success after they leave high school.
And again, this isn't something that has happened overnight or you just have realized. I mean, there's been multiple referendums. There's been multiple reductions. I mean, you talked about, you know, closing a building, selling things. Like, you've done all of the, I don't want to say they're easy things because they're definitely not easy. They're very hard. But you've made, you know, all of these cuts and scaled back. And now it's like, okay, well, we're kind of getting to the bare bones here. And we want the community to understand how we're making these cuts, why we're doing this, and what we need to do going forward is kind of the focus of the meetings, correct?
It really is. It really explains the financing component of what's happened here the last 15, 20 years in the state of Wisconsin. You know, our local tax dollars about 35%, what covers our district, and the other 65% is from state aid or some federal grants that we use. So we've looked at every avenue to help try to balance our budget here. And so for us to keep moving forward, to give our grandchildren, to give our children the chances to be successful in whatever avenue they would like to go into, this is why it's needed for us to maintain our programs going forward.
And again, these are just sessions where, you know, you'll have a speaker coming, I believe you said, right?
Yep, Todd from Baird, who does a lot of financing for school financing in the state of Wisconsin, especially in our southwest part of the state. And so he'll be there to speak on that financing part. And then we'll talk about the things that we discussed in our previous referendum, what our needs were and what we had to do to get to here.
And of course, again, these are open to residents in the Prairie du Chien School District. So, you know, it's kind of hard at this point if you haven't heard about, you know, school district referendums. This isn't something that's also unique to Prairie du Chien. It's happening all across southwest Wisconsin and really in rural communities across America, to be honest. But if you want to know the true, like, nuts and bolts of what is happening, why is this happening, and what does the school district look like going forward, here's your chance to actually hear directly from the district, not from, I heard this as you're sitting over your morning coffee on Saturday morning. This is a chance to truly hear the actual facts from the district as to what has to be done moving forward.
It really does. I know everybody received a mailing here this past week. And at times when you look at that mailing, I'm sure your head may be spinning a little bit. What do they mean by this?
I don't get this.
Right? So it really gives a chance for to explain that measure. And like you talked about, in our CESA 3, we have 31 schools, districts in there. And I think in the last 10 years, 27 of them have went to operating referendums. So that leaves you 4. But those other 4 have reoccurring operating referendums already passed. So that means every school district in our CESA 3 has went to some type of operating referendum for their district, because it's southwest Wisconsin, it's rural. We're all fighting that declining enrollment and also trying to maintain what programs we have for our school district. So the community meeting really gives us an insight, and it gives you a chance for the Q&A a little bit if you have some questions for Todd or myself that may come up as we look at our future of education.
And it's also kind of one of those things where, well, that doesn't pertain to me. You know, I don't have kids in the district, or my kids graduated. Well, guess what? Your kids could get married and have children. And would you like them to come home to a district that is, you know, successful and breed success in the district? Or maybe you have a friend that they have some small children and you're kind of wondering what's going on there. Or maybe you just had a child and now you're going, oh, wait, this does now suddenly impact me.
It really does, Lauren. You talk about, you know, even us as I in that group now getting older, is our health care. We want proper health care that we need here, housing in our community. Having a great school in your community helps with your health care, helps with your housing projects that we're doing here in our community. So they all work together, and then when one is suffering or struggling, those other areas are going to struggle at some time in the future here. So we want to keep what we have going in our Parisian community. It's a great place to raise a family, a great place to raise kids or grandkids, and it's a great place to retire. And so to have those opportunities, we feel the foundation of our community has to be that school system.
So again, the meetings are coming up on Monday, March 23rd. They're at the Performing Arts Center at the high school. There's two different sessions. They'll be the exact same presentation. They're at 12:30 p.m. or 6:30 p.m. Anything else you want to add?
No, Laura, I just want to appreciate taking the time. We look forward to the community meetings held on the 23rd. Like you talked about, the meetings will be the same. You can have a choice either 12:30 or 6:30. And then the vote will take place on Tuesday, April 7th.
All right. We're talking with Prairie du Chien Superintendent Andy Benasek.